Euthanasia. When our struggles and pain seem hopeless. Towards the end of this life here on earth, our body gets weak and sickness sets in, which can be very painful. Our struggles for life seem too daunting. The condition of our physical body seems hopeless. We start reasoning, look, I've had a good life, why not end it here? I don't want to be a burden on my loved ones. And all this caring for me is very humiliating, as I used to be so strong. Why struggle to stay alive? Most of our caring loved ones will agree, yeah, why suffer so much? You can die with dignity. Please know that we will always love you. All this seems to be justified because we all die at some time or another, so why not go peacefully in a well-planned fashion? God created us in the four-dimensional realm of time, length, width, and height. Within these parameters, this decision seems justified. However, it says in Genesis 2:7 that the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Our soul lives inside our body and does not die with our body, but lives on. Science proves that we have a soul. In 1901, Dr. Duncan McDougall conducted an experiment that proved that what we refer to as the soul exists, has weight, and is actually something that leaves our body the moment we die. The experiment was conducted on 6 dying patients, 5 men and a woman. The patients were placed on a specifically made reliable weight scale just before dying. Dr. McDougall and 5 more physicians concluded that in each of the 6 cases monitored, a weight loss of averaging 21 grams was noted after the patient died. The instant life ceased, the opposite scale then fell with a suddenness that was astonishing, as if something had been lifted from the body. He conducted similar experiments on 15 dogs, but the results were not the same. No weight loss. This article is taken from the New York Times, 1907. Dr. Albert Einstein said, "Look deep into nature and you will understand everything better." For example, we have our life's parallel in the caterpillar transforming into a butterfly. Right now, we, like caterpillars, feed on the things around us. Our life seemingly ends when we go into our chrysalis, resembling our coffin. It's hard for us as caterpillars to see beyond this point and to believe that we will pass on from our limited lower state into a new dimension, transmuting into a being that continues with other capabilities, depending on the decisions which we made here on Earth. Our struggle is the key to our development. The struggle we face to hold on for dear life is like the butterfly's struggle to escape its chrysalis. This struggle is what develops and strengthens us for our future abilities beyond the grave, when we emerge from our cocoon. Why is the butterfly's struggle crucial? As it turns out, a chemical is released when they are getting out of their chrysalis. A chemical that strengthens their wings. Their movements inside the chrysalis pump fluid into their wings, which helps the wings to expand. Their Houdini-like escape helps them to build the necessary muscles to do all things butterfly-related. So the butterfly needs to emerge on its own time. The timing of the butterfly emerging from the chrysalis is key. Too early and they're doomed, as the slow, gradual squeezing through the hole in the cocoon squeezes all the fluids from the body into the wings. It needs to emerge from that cocoon in its own time, so that it then can spread its wings. Now we have the benevolent blunder. The new lab assistant watched in fascination how the butterfly struggled and struggled. And then the butterfly stopped wriggling. The young assistant became concerned. After waiting a while longer with no further movement, the well-meaning chap took a penknife from the desk with the intention to help the distressed creature. He enlarged the hole in the cocoon. The butterfly was instantly freed and slid out of the cocoon onto the table. What a relief. But something wasn't right with the butterfly that he had helped. Its wings were limp, and its body was mushy and weak, and the butterfly spent the rest of its life crawling, and it was never able to fly. Now, how does this apply to us? Of course, we don't want to see our loved ones suffer. Euthanasia may be a temporary relief for everyone involved, but neither us nor the butterfly should skip this difficult time of emerging from the chrysalis. Of course, we want to help the struggling person, and we might think that we are doing them a favor, but we may stunt the growth of their future potential. In conclusion, we live in a quick-fix society with little time to nursemaid. We purpose to change with the times, and euthanasia is a quick-fix solution. Yet we cannot see our future potential from our limited perspective, but neither can the caterpillar grasp what is happening when it is undergoing the metamorphosis in the chrysalis, nor does it have the capability to comprehend, let alone appreciate, why the struggle is essential for the butterfly to experience the fullness of freedom as it emerges into the open air. All of us will change into a creature that will mirror our soul, which we formed by the choices that we made within our limited present-day parameters. It is my hope and prayer that with this analogy of the caterpillar butterfly, you have a more complete picture on which to base your crucial life-ending decision, which may affect eternity. You have been given this life because you are strong enough to live it. If you are, however, a weak person like I am, then come to Jesus and tell him everything. He'll strengthen you and help you to overcome the insurmountable. Most of all, he'll watch over you when you pass through the valley of death. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Listen, I'm going to tell you a mystery. This corruptible body must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And when this happens, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 54. So before making any decisions, only make the choice that you personally are happy with, without outside pressure, no matter how well-meaning it may be. Please read, "No Cold Colors, Please," "Souls, Heaven and Hell and In Between," and "The Life of Jesus According to John." At johanpeters.in, you find pamphlets like this on a variety of subjects, and you find 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but here all downloads are totally free. No cookies and no info requests, so you can pass it on.